The Exodus Passover Meal and the End Times by Moses Lushiku of Dominican Republic Congo 36. It was 10 p.m. when I was sleepy and I went to bed to sleep. I was so sleepy that I slept immediately after lying down on my bed. When I slept, quickly I saw the Lord Jesus Christ. When I saw the Lord, He began to address me and said, "Moses, the world is in a state of emergency. Therefore go now. Go prepare my church. You are going to show pastors how to lead and direct my people. Otherwise, there shall be disorientation and they will go astray. You are going to tell preachers what they must preach in this time of emergency where the world is now. Go and tell singers and intercessors what they are supposed to do. Go and teach singers the difference between worship and performance. Go and tell intercessors what they have to pray in this urgent time. Now go warn the church, for this is urgent time and the world is in a state of emergency." When the Lord told me to go, I felt a force seizing me and I began to move. Quickly I saw a delegation coming with a beautiful car that seems like a limousine. And this delegation came out of this car that was white. I came to understand that the people in this limousine came for me and they were waiting for me. One of them that was a protocol came out of the car and opened the door of the car for me. I entered the beautiful car that had three doors. I was sitting in the first cabin of the car. And there were members of the protocol in the two cabins behind us. When I entered the car, the first protocol welcomed me and said, "Welcome on board, Pastor Moses. We are a delegation sent by God to accompany and assist you. We were sent by the Lord to be with you on this mission." But I could not understand anything that was happening here. As we were moving, I could not identify the place where we were heading. Then I saw a church on the horizon. And quickly we parked the car inside the compound of this church. When we arrived, I saw another delegation that came to receive me. And I saw a pastor who was excited to welcome me, though I never saw him before. He told me, "Pastor Moses, finally I have the opportunity to meet you. I bless the Lord who spoke to me about you." Quickly we entered the church. And when we got inside the church, I saw a delegation of pastors, a delegation of preachers, a delegation of singers, and a delegation of intercessors who have received me. The pastor said, "Behold, all these people that you see in this convention were waiting for you impatiently, for the Lord has talked to us about you and your arrival. The Lord told us that we should have a whiteboard that you see here. And this is a marker pen for you. Brother, in this vision, I remember that the Lord told me to go teach pastors and watchmen how to orientate the church, otherwise the people will be disorientated. The Lord said, tell the preachers what they are supposed to say at this time. Teach singers the difference between worship and performance. Teach the intercessors what to pray in the group." I saw that I took the marker and stood before the board, though I did not have a notebook with me. I just had the courage to preach before the congregation. At that moment the pastor told me, "The Lord told us that you were supposed to deliver the message specifically to each category and each delegation. I suggest that you begin with us pastors. Then you can speak to the preachers. And later, to these intercessors and these singers." When I was looking at these delegations and groups of leaders, I began to think about what to say. Immediately I saw the Lord Jesus Christ appearing in the church. And He began to speak. Curiously I saw that none could see and hear Him except me. The Lord took the word and began to speak to me. The Lord said, "Don't worry. Just do your prayer before you preach. For I am with you here and I will inspire you so that you can speak what I want you to say." Immediately I began to pray in order to begin my preaching, and finally, I said amen with the congregation. The Spirit of God seized me and I was inspired at that very moment. I began to speak mysteries and I was writing on the board. The first mystery I revealed was how to direct pastors so that they will orientate the sheep in this time of urgency. I was supposed to speak to the preachers and pastors for 2 hours. And 1 hour to singers and intercessors. I spoke for 2 hours to the preachers and 2 hours to the pastors. Then I spoke to intercessors for 1 hour and I spoke to singers for 1 hour. When I had finished, I returned to the car. The protocol told me, "They are waiting for you in another church to deliver this same message." Then I rose from the dream. When I woke up, quickly I took my pen and notebook. I began to write the messages that I have delivered to all these delegations. What surprised and stunned me is that I was able to remember every single word and message that I have delivered to these leaders in the dream. I wrote the entirety of the messages delivered to the different delegations for 6 hours in these churches. And I was stunned that I was able to remember the completeness of the message. Church, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon and we are in a state of emergency. Without further delay, I will read the message that I have delivered to pastors so that they will direct the church order to avoid disorientation. This message is for us all. When the Lord was with me, He told me, "You are just a spokesman. You will begin with pastors." The Lord transmitted me the inspiration. And immediately I began to speak to the pastors. I asked the pastors to read Exodus 12 1-15. And then I began to speak and everybody was watching and hearing. Exodus 12 1-15 And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, To this month shall be to you the beginning of months, it shall be the first month of the year to you. 3 Speak you to all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. 4 And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. 5 Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, you shall take it out from the sheep, or from the goats. 6 And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it on the evening. 7 And they shall take of the blood, and strike it on the 2 side posts and on the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. 8 And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. 9 Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the entrails thereof. 10 And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remains of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. 11 And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste, it is the Lord's Passover. 12 For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment, I am the Lord. 13 And the blood shall be to you for a token on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt. 14 And this day shall be to you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, you shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 15 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread, even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses, for whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. I said, I was mandated and the Lord has sent me because his church is not ready. We pastors must prepare the church for the rapture is very soon. As pastors and watchmen, you have to be very careful. You have to know how to orientate the sheep of the Lord, otherwise they will be disorientated. Now, this is how you will guide the church of Jesus Christ. First of all, you as pastors, you got to understand that you are leaders. And behold, this is a prototype of leadership found in the life of Moses, who had received the mission of leading the children of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land. This is exactly the mission of all the leaders. You must lead God's people out of the world to the promised land. And you must prepare the church for the sound of the trumpet. What is it that leaders are supposed to do at this time? Note that the leadership of Moses was not simply about gathering the children of Israel. Moses had a sense of mission. The pastor is not supposed to start a church and gather people for the sake of it. For the church is a mission. The pastor got to be animated by a sense of mission. He must have a sense of the duty and a burden to gather people in order to lead them out of the world to the kingdom above. As a leader, Moses had a sense of mission. He was not animated by popularity. Moses' mission was Exodus. Moses was supposed to get the children of Israel out of Egypt. Any pastor's and leader's mission is first and foremost the exodus of the people. The leader must get the people that he is pastoring out of the world, out of modernity, and out of paganism. The exodus and the coming out of the world is the purpose of any pastor who starts a church. When a pastor gathers people in a church, it is because he has to get them out of Egypt. It is all about exodus and getting the people to come out of this world. The Lord said to me, You will tell the pastors, Moses was able to hear the voice of God, but the people could not hear the voice of God. Since Moses is the prototype of leadership, pastors are supposed to speak and hear the voice of God in order to bring God's people the oracle and then the rhema of God. The people are lost today because leaders have failed to hear the voice of God and they had nothing to give to the people. They have failed in their duty. Ecclesiastic responsibility is not popularity, money or luxury, but a mission, which is to hear the voice of God and to transmit the word of God to the people. Otherwise, people will go astray and God will ask us for an account. The leader has two missions, which are first and foremost the exodus of the people out of Egypt. People must come out of the world. The leader must prepare the people to go out in the exodus. The leader must prepare the church by getting the people to come out of the world. Since this is all about exodus, the leader who hears the voice of God to warn the people must prepare the people. Moreover, leaders must be careful about passive exodus. When I say passive preparation and passive exodus, I mean when you are waiting for the return of the Lord in passivity, failing to provide appropriate food to the church for their preparation. The preparation of the children of Israel for the departure from Egypt through the wilderness to the promised land will be our subject later. On the eve of Exodus, which is the rapture, as the church is preparing to leave the earth, leaders are supposed to provide appropriate food to the church. Leaders, there is a message the people of God are supposed to hear as they are preparing for the sound of the trumpet. I mean, there is a food that God's people are supposed to eat on the eve of the rapture, which is the great Exodus. The first step of preparation for Exodus is about eating the appropriate food. You have to listen to the right message as you prepare to leave this world at the sound of the trumpet. Thus, the first step of preparation is all about listening to the end times teaching and eating the appropriate food. And when there is no food to eat on the eve of Exodus, this is a passive preparation. For you are not hearing the right message. You need to eat an end times food in order to prepare yourselves to meet the Lord. Moses prepared the children of Israel for Exodus by instructing them to eat food on the eve of Exodus. God will ask you whether you have prepared his people by giving them the end times message or the wrong food. The food eaten by the children of Israel before the Exodus was called the preparation food. Moses, who is the prototype of leaders, prepared the people for Exodus by providing them with the food of preparation. The church needs the food of preparation, for there are messages and preaching that are not the food of preparation, yet we are leaving this world at the sound of the trumpet. We are on the eve of the rapture, the great Exodus. 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The preparation food eaten by the children of Israel on the eve of Exodus was a lamb burnt in the fire with an unleavened bread which was to be eaten with a bitter herb. This was the food of the time. Matthew 24:45, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? The preparation food that the children of Israel ate was prophetic. It was an image of things to come. I mean, it was all about our time, which is now. The leader who prepares the people for Exodus is the leader who gets instruction from the Lord about the food that God's people are supposed to eat in the appropriate time, which the lamb burned in fire, the unleavened bread, and the bitter herb. I want to warn you, God's people, be careful if you are a member of a church where there is no food. Be careful with the end times food. We need the right food at the right time. The food of the end times is the food of preparation. After giving the people the right food, God talked to Moses about the trajectory of their journey after the Exodus. The mission of the leader is to give the people appropriate food and to lead the people in the right trajectory determined by the Lord. Watchmen, the Lord is coming back. Let us prepare the people for the rapture, the great Exodus. We must make sure that the people of God eat the preparation food. And we must be careful and check that the people are eating the lamb burned in the fire, the unleavened bread, and bitter herb. Since we are on the eve of the rapture and we are preparing to leave this world, the food and the message you hear become exclusive and unique. You cannot just eat any food. And you cannot just hear any message. The message of preparation is monotonous. It is the end times message. The food we are talking about is the lamb that takes away the sin of the world. When we preach about the Lamb and when people receive the message, their sins are erased. We eat the Lamb with the intent of having our sins removed. We must hear a message that will erase our sin. In this time, leaders got to preach a message that will confront the sin of the people. A message that will remove sin in the lives of the people that we are preparing for the great Exodus. This is the food of preparation, and this is the right orientation. Pastors must be clear to members about the end times food. We must tell the people that we are preaching a message that will destroy a life of sin. This food is the message that will remove the pleasure of sin. This food and message that will make sin tasteless. The more you hear the message and eat the preparation food, the more you leave the sins of this world and separate from the pleasure of this world. This is the message and the food of this time. This message is the food which is the lamb that we are supposed to eat. It is an unblemished message. This message of preparation is all about the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the cornerstone of the message. Leaders are not supposed to mix the message of Jesus Christ with materialism and prosperity. This preparation message is not about worldly life that is passing away. We must eat the Lamb of God burned in a fire when we go to church. The Lamb that came to take away the sin of the world is the same Lamb that was seen seated on the throne. His mission was to take away the sin of the world. The Lamb on the throne is the priest whose job to confront the sinful life of his people. The Lamb is a priest who is doing the expiation and the removal of sin in our lives. The ministry of the Lamb is to end a life of sin among his children. He died and came to remove our sins. The Lamb that takes away the sin of the world is seated on the throne in heaven. And no one is going to heaven with a sinful life. We got to put an end and remove sins in our life. And this is possible when we hear a message that confront and end sins in our lives. We have to eat food that removes sin in our lives, and this food is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. This is the message of the end times. We are talking about the right food at the right time. People should hear the kind of messages that take away their sins. Brother, we go to church in order to hear a message that will remove sin in our lives, and we don't go to church for worldly demand and aspiration. The message of our pastors is supposed to be about the preparation for the rapture. The people of God come to church in order to cancel the lifestyle of sin. The message of Exodus is unique, for it is preparation, and the Lord is coming back very soon. Pastors are supposed to deliver the right food for the right time, for the Lord is coming. And the food of the end times is the preparation message that confronts and destroys sinful life. We are leaving this world at the sound of the trumpet. We must eat the flesh of the Lamb that removes sin. The Lord said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live forever." Remember, the Lamb whose flesh removed the sin is the same Lamb seated on the throne removing the sin of the world. And we are not entering the kingdom of heaven unless we hear the preparation message of the end times, which is purity, holiness, and sanctification. Leaders of the end times have the task of fighting against sins in the congregation of the brethren. The Lamb's duty is to take away the sin of the world. Leaders of the end times must make sure that the bread which is to be eaten with the Lamb must be accompanied by bitter herbs. The Lord is the bread of life that we must consume. And this bread or message is without leaven. A message without compromise. The bread of life is the Word of God in its purity. This bread and this word must be original and biblical. The people of God must hear sound doctrine that is not mixed with the philosophy of men pleasing the ears. In the end times, people would want to hear things that please their ears. The unleavened bread is the biblical message that is tasteless but original. Today, preachers want to please the sheep with accommodating preaching. The unleavened bread is dry, and this is the message we are supposed to deliver on the eve of the rapture, which is the great exodus to the promised land. We are talking about the uncompromising gospel that is not accommodating and pleasing. The end times message is not a word of encouragement or consolation, for Jesus Christ is coming in the air. And we must preach the sound doctrine of purity and holiness. Solid food is made for mature believers who have judgment and insight. And we got to eat bitter herb while eating this solid food of separation from the world. Leaders, in order to get the people of God to be part of the rapture and the great exodus, we must present them the food of preparation, which is solid food. This is the lamb and the dry bread that is unleavened with the bitter herb. When you eat authentic food, which is the sound doctrine, you will see that it is painful. John 6:60 says, "Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying, who can hear it?'" Jesus did not mind the fact that some people could not bear his message, though it was tough. Jesus was not begging and trying to accommodate the crowds. And when people could not accept his message, he was not frustrated, for he did not try to accommodate them. Many have come to church because of the promise of prosperity and solution to their problems, but few have come because of the desire to abandon sins that are prevailing in their lives. In the end times preaching, there are two elements that destroy corruption in the lives of God's people. Firstly, the food that is the flesh of the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. And secondly, the uncompromising gospel, which is the unleavened bread. When the word is from God, it is heavenly, not worldly and material. Since it is Exodus and we are leaving the world at the sound of the trumpet, the message cannot be worldly and material, for all things will pass away, but the undiluted word of God remains forever. The Lord complained that the church is not ready because of these things. The people of God are not in a posture of Exodus, yet we are leaving this world as the trumpet will sound any moment from now. The second mission of the pastors is to teach God's people the trajectory and destination of the journey. We are on a journey. We are pilgrims passing this world. Yet many of us don't know the itinerary and the trajectory. The children of Israel were to leave Egypt, but Moses knew the itinerary, though the people did not know where to go. They did not expect to cross the Red Sea. Before the Red Sea, they threatened Moses. They did not expect the wilderness, and they threatened Moses when they were hungry and thirsty. Brother, since we are leaving this world, this is our trajectory. Leaders are supposed to guide the people to cross the Red Sea. For in order to rise to heaven, Elijah had to cross the Jordan River. We leaders have the responsibility of getting the people to be born again and cross the water. When we go through water baptism, you abandon the world forever and you are on a journey to heaven. After crossing the Red Sea, the people of God must go through the wilderness before accessing the promised land. This is the message of consecration. Leaders must set the people apart through holiness, preaching, and consecration. Suffering must achieve its purpose in the wilderness.